Hello. In this video, I want to introduce you to Carl Rogers' core conditions. Carl Rogers is kind of widely recognized as being the father of person-centered counseling, which is very much about putting the other person first and facilitating their finding their own solution. And although this is essentially about counseling, the core conditions are those key attributes for counselors. They're also key attributes for coaches and for pretty well anybody. So I'm going to introduce you to those core conditions and how they're going to apply to you in your coaching practice, or as a manager, or as a leader, or as a genuinely effective human being. And we'll talk about those in a little bit of detail. So here they are. As I said, there are three of the core conditions: empathy, congruence, and unconditional positive regard. So let's talk about empathy first. Empathy is not sympathy. Empathy is a way of accurately and compassionately understanding what the other person is thinking and feeling, because you feel the same thing yourself. So you're very much in rapport with that person, and practicing rapport and practicing active listening is certainly the best way that you can develop that empathy. Because once you understand what it is to be that person, then you can start to lead them as a coach. You can start to lead them to where they want to be and where you want them to be, especially if you're in that leadership role who's coaching somebody anyway. So that's empathy. It's not sympathy. It's an understanding that people's perception of the world is very different than yours. It's unique to them. And as we know, perception is different than reality, but perception is their reality because that's all they've got to go on. So if we can step into their world and feel what they feel and think what they think, we're going to be much better placed to help them get to where they want to be. The second core condition we want to talk about is congruence. Somebody exhibits congruence when their body language, their behavior, the way they speak, the tone of voice matches what they're thinking and what they're feeling. And so there isn't a mismatch between what they're saying and their body language, or the way they're thinking, or what they're feeling. So from your own point of view, this is very much about honesty. This is about being aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling and behaving in alignment with that. So you're congruent with those feelings. So it's about honesty in a very deep way. And, you know, one of the buzzwords at the moment is authenticity, so that you are absolutely congruent. You're thinking and feeling, and you are communicating that and behaving in a way that's aligned to it. It's really, really important in coaching and in leadership and generally that you are honest, you're aligned, you're authentic, all those things that we're talking about. And, you know, it might take some practice, because quite often, what it means is that we're thinking and feeling something that might be at odds with what somebody else is saying. And from a coaching point of view, this is really, really important, because we need to challenge people. Although we need to step into their world and show empathy and be empathic, we also need to challenge them, because it's the challenge that's going to help us lead them to where they want to be. So although this is really, really important in terms of being able to say what you think and say what you feel, what we really need to be able to do is to avoid collusion by agreeing with somebody. So the honesty and the challenge is important, but it's also important that you don't lose rapport while you're being congruent. So we've talked about empathy, we've talked about congruence, and the final one of Rogers' core conditions, as we mentioned earlier, is unconditional positive regard. So let's explore what that means. So unconditional positive regard is when we genuinely care for the person we're talking to or the person we're working with. So we're being non-judgmental, we're listening, we're accepting that their view might be different than ours, but we're not making a judgment on it. We're being much more objective. And this might be kind of difficult to do for a lot of people. Certainly was for me when we first started, to accept every individual we talk to. But if we don't have that genuine care for somebody, how are we going to help them? How are we going to help them as a coach, as a therapist, as a manager, as an individual, as a partner, as a friend? So we have to genuinely care for them. A way of developing and understanding how this works generally are the presuppositions of NLP. So if you have a look at those and you read through those and you think about those, practicing those can help you develop that unconditional positive regard. This doesn't mean that you have to agree with everybody you talk to. It just means that you don't make a judgment on what they say and what they think and how they feel. So there we have it. Roger's core conditions, which are at the fundamental core of person-centered counseling, exceptionally useful in everything else that we do, whether that is as a manager, as an individual, as a friend, as a husband, as a wife, as a partner, whatever it may be. But absolutely as a coach, that it's really important to recognize these. So think about them. Think about how you can develop empathy. Think about how you can develop unconditional positive regard. And think about how you can become much more congruent in what you do without offending the people you're talking to. So finding some language to use to talk about how you can be much more congruent in every situation. And if you're working as a coach, you absolutely need to be congruent in terms of challenge, because if you don't challenge, you collude. And if you collude, people aren't going to change, develop and grow. So there we have it. I hope you enjoy thinking about those, and good luck with practicing them.